Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Been watching ball my whole life. Been watching Giants baseball my whole life. On a diamond, coaching, playing for over 40 years. And to have a guy go out there, not as an opener, as a legitimate starter, and not record an out, even by accident, I've never seen that before. And, you knew almost early on, he walks Profar. First off, he walks onto the mound with a 1-0 lead.
Yeah.
Giants had a little action going on in that first inning.
They did.
And Ramos tags up on a fly ball. Chapman hits a ground ball to third. They bobble it. I mean, this is why you tag up. And you got...
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out of 1-0 lead, you go out there. You walk Profar. You're not even close. Bailey's got something going on with the glove where the ball, snapped the pocket of the glove. He has to switch gloves. And you have a wild pitch. Now Profar goes to second. Then you walk Matt Olson. Then you walk Ronald Acuna. All right? And then here comes Drake Baldwin. And you fall behind to him, and then you lay one over the fat part of the plate, and he hits an absolute screamer into right center. Acuna scores easily from first. Then you walk another guy, Ozzie Albies. Then you hit Sean Murphy,
yep.
And then you make a pitching change.
Matt Gage, come on down, who actually started out pretty good with two strikeouts. I was like, okay, he's going to get out of it.
Look, this and is then not
that,
about,
that tricky off from Nick
Yeah,
Allen.
This is not about Matt Gage. This isn't about Spencer Bivens. I will defend those guys. Spencer Bivens' arm's going to fall off. Poor Hayden Birdsong. Now, it was going bad before, but he really hasn't been right since hitting that guy in the Marlins game where I lost my mind the next day with two outs, first inning, just hit the third batter of the game. And this kid right now gave us a performance. Who knows where he ends up in his career? He gave us a performance yesterday that screams, I don't belong in the major leagues right now. And that doesn't mean he can't one day, reclimate himself, find his way back into the bigs. But for right now, he needs to go down to AAA. He can't even be trusted to come out of the bullpen. You can't not throw strikes at the big league level and expect to be a contributor, whether it's the bullpen whether it's a starter at all. He is not a big league player right now, and it sucks.
I mean, you knew the writing was on the wall the last, you know, few weeks, few starts. Hell, it's been a couple weeks since he's even pitched in a game. And you knew how important this start was just to stop the bleeding first and foremost. I mean, you're on a 5-game losing streak heading into it, and all your best pitchers just lost. Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, and obviously it's going to be up to Justin Verlander potentially if you want to salvage this series. We'll see how things go today with Landon Roop. God, they need to win desperately. Can he stop the bleeding? But Hayden Birdsong, you know, when the manager is outwardly questioning your confidence time in and time out over the last month, Joe, something's wrong. Obviously, Hayden's questioning that himself, but when the boss, when the leader of your team is out there questioning your confidence and you're 23 years old, and it was the same thing that kind of happened last year. He started off a little strong, Joe, and then he kind of faded. And we're seeing the same pattern this year. And I don't think the answers are going to be here at the big league level. I'd be shocked if they didn't send him down, but we'll see. What are the answers at the fourth and fifth spots in this rotation? They don't have any.
It might be
not good.
It might be just going with an opener.
It might be.
I mean, like, look, right now, Hayden Birdsong is putting you in such a hole to start every game. It's not fair to anyone. At least if you plotted it out with an opener, you'd be able to strategize on the days leading up to it to try to, you know, finagle the arms. Joe, they don't have an answer. The problem is right now, they don't have an answer in AAA.
They don't. And they wanted it to be a Whisen Hunt. They wanted someone to step up and force their hand, Joe, but they just haven't been able to do that, which, as we spoke yesterday, just speaks to the farm system, where they're at, one of the worst ranked in Major League Baseball, which begs the question. You know, 9 days from now, next week, Major League Baseball trade deadline, could the Giants potentially be sellers if this losing streak keeps going and going and getting out of hand? Like, I'm just looking at it from this perspective, and I hear you. The season's not over yet. It's not. I want to let everyone know right now. It's July 22nd, 2025. No one's trying to hear that. They're 3.5 back from the third wildcard spot.
I disagree. I actually think it's over.
You think it's done?
Last night was the straw that broke my back.
You think that was the waving of the white flag moment?
There was so great just a day ago.
It was.
No, you know, like, there was a couple of plays last night. We can't continue like this. There's a couple of plays. Elliot Ramos has made some horrific defensive gaffes in left field. And last night, I almost threw the remote controller through my television. There were two plays. Number one, lefty's at the plate. The entire infield is shifted. We watched it back. Entire infield is shifted to the right side. Acuna's at first. I think there's a runner at second or third. Chungho Lee, again, against the lefty, where your infield is shifted completely, is playing so far into the left center field gap. I don't understand it.
So Olsen had doubled, so he's at second. And then, yeah, it's the bottom of the fourth you're talking about, correct?
With Acuna at first base.
Correct.
And I forget who was at the plate. Hits a ground ball.
Baldwin.
Past the second baseman. Now, it's a tough play. Center fielder, he's running after it, but to me, that's a lollygag effort. That's not maximum effort. Hey, our season's on the line. We're in the middle of one of our worst losing streaks of the year. And Jungho Lee just lobs it into second base on a one hop to Willy Adames as Acuna is running. Now, granted, this team, the Braves, dead in the water. They're chasing the Phillies. They're chasing the Mets. They have been underperforming like no other team in baseball. They might be the most disappointing team in baseball per what we expect, right?
Yeah, they're one of the worst teams in baseball, yes. In the National League, they're the fourth worst record-wise.
He is flying around the bases. Jungho Lee doesn't hit the cutoff, man, who Wilmer Flores is the cutoff. Now, Wilmer is kind of lollygagging into the middle of the field. He's to the right of the pitcher's mound. That throw, knowing Acuna and knowing where he's running, has got to go to the first baseman who's the cutoff home. He throws a backdoor on a one hop, just a lob throw, like he's throwing at my son LJ in the living room. And Willy Adames, good on him, is pivoting hard knowing that Acuna's coming around, and he fires home, and Acuna goes sliding in head first. It is the stuff of lore. That's like and I'm not trying to like be hyperbolic. Those are the things you hear about when you talk about Willie Mays to the old people.
Yeah.
Those are the things you talk about when people speak with reverence about Jackie Robinson. That was that kind of a play, and I'm dead serious. Scoring from first on a base hit up the middle? And Jungho Lee's going to throw backdoor to second base? What are we doing? And then to double down and have a fly ball in between after Ramos already misplayed a ball earlier in that inning. Center fielder's ball. they get priority 99 out of 100 times. And it's just a fly ball out to Jung Woo Lee and Ramos. And they're both like, you got it, you got it, you got it. Somebody make a play!
At first, I thought he lost in the lights because Profar, that happened to earlier in the game. But I was like, that's way too far. And the way he reacted to it, he saw the ball the whole time. It just, no one called for it. If you're the center field, you are the captain of that field. You call them off. That's what you're supposed to do in that situation. He didn't do it. And again, whether it's left, whether it's center, the errors are just stacking up on this team. Joe, I know it wasn't listed as one, but my God, like, come on, man.
Joe,
come on.
That was the inning on the straw that broke the camel's back for me.
Yeah.
And you're talking about, oh, no one's punting on the season. No, I am. Get Andy Lee out here. Get the former Pro Bowler out here. Pump the ball right now.
Wisnowski.
I'm done. I don't want to see certain guys on this team anymore. Jung Woo Lee is owed $88 million. The Jung Woo Lee fan club can make all the excuses they want. And I agree with you. He is a rookie, essentially.
Yes.
He's owed $88 million on the life of the contract.
It was a risk. It was a risk.
Okay. Elliot Ramos, I like him. He has been so bad defensively. I don't know how much longer you can play him in the field, in left field. I'm dead serious on that. He has cost you multiple times in the Toronto series and multiple times in one game, in the Braves game. Okay. If you're going to be in pitching matchups, which we know they are because that's the what they hang your hat on, you can ill afford to have a left fielder who can't catch a cold. All right? And then the last thing, like, call up Friedman's Supply House. I know they've got a gang of white towels you can buy there. Throw in the towel.
Friedman's,
I am done with this. And
Hill.
I'm going to go back to, it's not, these are all nice guys, nice players.
Oh, no.
All right? No, Joe. It's
oh, no.
The Mike Yastrzemski's is a good, solid ball player. He's a third or fourth outfielder on most good teams, all right? I am exhausted doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's not about him in particular, but I think a lot of what I see with the Warriors is what I've seen with the Giants. Let's just say Yaz is a 75 overall, right? I'm just giving you his overall out of 100, his rating. GP2 is like a 75 overall. But they're never going to get better. They are what they are. If anything, they're clicking down. They're going to be a 74 by the end of the year, right? They stymie a 71 or 72 overall Luis Matos, who's not better than Yaz right now. He's not. He's just not. But maybe if you play Matos for a couple of weeks, months, maybe by the end of the year, he's a 75 or a 76.
And he had a moment.
But you're never going to get a chance to look at that because today, Yaz is slightly better. And I get it. But I'm done watching Mike Yastrzemski at bats. Joe, he's been with the Giants as long as Will Clark was with the Giants.
Which is pretty incredible.
Actually. No, that's a sentence.
That's actually incredible when put in that perspective.
And look, I like the guy. He's a good ball player on the right team.
It's a great last
game. Right now, this team owes itself to find out, as we've got a handful of days for the deadline, either you're trading Luciano and Matos and Hunter Bishop and Graham McRae and all these guys you got stashed at AAA, or you're playing them. So I'm waving the white flag on this insistence of playing certain players that you've played over the last handful of years. I'm over it. I'm over it. And then we have a Bob Melvin conversation.
Bob,
I don't know what you do with him.
What's wrong with Bob Melvin?
The sense of urgency from the dugout yesterday as Hayden Birdsong is melting like an ice cream cone in the middle of Fresno in the middle of August was just, I mean, come on. Pat Bailey went out to the mound. And I'm telling you, you knew three batters into that game, Birdsong's done. Just watch. Just watch. And I don't know. Like, Joe, how do you hold a bunch of guys on 5 and 6 year deals accountable? You probably don't. It falls back on the manager. And I'm not trying to scapegoat him. I will actually defend Bob Melvin. I will defend Bob Melvin. He doesn't have a leadoff hitter. He just doesn't. Like, look at some of these role players he has. He has three starters. Okay, he has made the most out of very least in terms of impact players this year. But there is a conversation about how do you hold this team accountable?
Well, I think Buster Posey spoke to that about a month ago when he picked up the option on one Bob Melvin. And he said, listen, the buck stops with me. Like this is the team I constructed or the team I am trying to construct right now. I am giving him all the talent that he needs right now. And if it's not enough, that's going to be on me. It's not going to be on Bob. So I think even Buster Posey might have already kind of spoken to this a month ago when he picked up that option and said, listen, if this team falters, it's going to be on me, not him. And I just wonder where their fan base is, because I know Buster's Q rating right now is still pretty damn high. I don't think that's come down at all. So you got to find someone to blame right now. And that's what we do as fans. And I know you're not doing that. You're not saying it's 100%.
I'll defend Bob, yeah. but there's
a conversation.
An accountability, yes. You know, thing regarding Bob. And I will listen to people talking about the coaching staff. I think it's too much personally. Because yesterday, great example. Jung-Hoo Lee and Jung-Hoo Lee and Elliot Ramos.
Yes.
Dude, my dad in heaven is yelling, somebody make a freaking play.
Right.
Like, somebody make a play. That's not on Bob.
No.
If you're a big league center fielder making $100 million on a life of a contract, you make that play.
Players got to play. Right.
Coaches, how many lollygag plays have we seen from Jung-Hoo Lee in the last 3 weeks?
Too many to count. I'll say it like that. Too many to count. It's unfortunate, too. I was there the Friday night against the Dodgers where it was just not one, but two. Just what are you doing kind of a plays. And by the way, would you consider, I think we all would, Willie Adames, one of the leaders of this team, correct?
Yes, I'll go to war with Willie.
One of the heartbeats of this team. This is the quote that I think stopped a lot of Giants fans in their tracks yesterday when they're reading some of the postgame comments. This is via Justice De Los Santos, covers the team for the Mercury News, does a hell of a job. Willie Adames, quote, I feel like in the first half we were grinders. It feels like lately the energy's not there. That's not our identity. It feels like lately we've fallen off the bus. It's just not us. We have to figure out a way to get out of it as soon as possible. They've fallen off the bus. That's one of the heart and souls of your team saying that. They've fallen off the bus. Can they get back on the bus? 888-957-9570. As a shout out to those watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.